You're on 2SER. Hey, this is Eva G with you now, and today we're stripping things back quite literally. Griffin Theatre's new play, Naturism by Ange Collins, takes audiences on a funny and surprisingly tender journey through hope, delusion, and a whole lot of naked truth. Following the opening weekend of this all-nude production, Ange Collins joins me now to talk theatre and nudity and what it means to bear it all on stage. Good morning, Ange. How are you today?
Hey, thanks for having me, Eva.
No, you're so welcome. Thanks for being here. Now, in theatre, we sometimes see a singular performer appear nude in a production, maybe only for a brief moment, but in your new show, Naturism, the entire cast performs completely naked. What inspired you to take this bold step?
Yeah, a little bit of madness for sure. It's a number of things. I mean, I think if you can't, enjoy a bit of nudity, and it's totally platonic nudity, and it's also comedic nudity. Mm. If you can't enjoy that at theatre, then where else can you enjoy it in this world? So there's a bit of that. And also the play is a little bit of a Trojan horse for some conversations about Australia's heating climate and climate change. So I was like, why do we even wear clothes in this 40-degree hellscape?
That is true. I was feeling like that on Wednesday last week. I was that 37-degree day. It was way too hot. Did you face any sort of hesitation personally or from the theatre about putting on this fully nude production?
Hesitation is a good word. They were definitely like, I think there was a lot of enthusiasm, but there's also definitely just some practical challenges that the theatre and the actors and the venue have just had to work through. Because it's a bit left of field, a bit out of the ordinary. We've got some awesome processes in place, and we've also got an amazing intimacy director, Chloe Dallimore, who has been with us kind of for the past couple of years, just figuring out the practicalities of how to stage a fully nude show. So she's been awesome.
Yeah, great. And your main character, Evangeline, has been described as a chronically online Gen Z eco-warrior. What drew you to her as your central character for this production?
Yeah, I mean, I guess she's like a bit of a twisted version of myself. So I used to work in digital marketing and I don't know if you remember, but back in the kind of school strike for climate days in like 2019, 2020, the bushfire summer, there were so many headlines, and me working in marketing, I was just like confronted with so many doom and gloom headlines, which is, I'm so glad that the media, was working to build that momentum and getting the science out there. But at the same time, it can really bubble up inside, the head of a kind of already anxious girly. So that's where the idea for Evangeline kind of sprouted. She's also, she's really trying her best, but like most of us, she has a phone addiction. I guess the play is a little bit about the hypocrisy or the systems that are kind of bigger than any one individual and those forces that kind of have their grip on us. So it's about irony and what can we do?
And this play is set in an off-grid bush paradise. How do you bring this sort of environment on life to the stage?
Yeah. Oh, my God. We've got amazing designers. So the wonderful designer, James Brown, has been this set. And I guess you could call him a costume designer, but it's different costumes to what your usual play would be.
Not more really many pieces of costumes, I'd say.
Exactly. A blank canvas, so to speak. But he has done an amazing job of bringing this bush plot to life. So he's got this amazing big circle cut out of against the wall and these beautiful gum trees that have been made at the Sydney Theatre Company workshop, and this beautiful dirt. It looks like real dirt, but it's actually made of rubber. So there's this kind of, rubber soil all over the stage. Like it's so, I'm like gobsmacked at the work that designers do. It's so cool.
It sounds really interesting and obviously a very interesting production in itself. What sort of conversations are you hoping that audiences will have after seeing Naturism?
Yeah. I mean, you know, even though I was just talking about all of the climate dread and climate crisis stuff, I really just want to let audiences off the hook and just have a good time and kind of laugh at the absurdity of this situation. Like, I think there is so much, we already feel bad, you know, like we feel bad, we feel dread, we feel anxiety about the state of the climate. I think the average person does.
Yeah.
And I certainly do.
Me too.
Yeah. So I guess I really just wanted to see if I could write a comedy about this very serious, overwhelming issue and just give us kind of the opportunity to, like, yes, think and speak and examine this huge, big issue, but also just kind of laugh at it and realize that we're all in it together. And, you know, we all have these, like, squishy little naked bodies under our clothes. So I think that's what I'm hoping audiences get out of it.
Yeah, I love that. It sounds super interesting. Ange Collins, playwright of Naturism, the comedic and educational play. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Naturism at the lovely Griffin Theatre Space in Darlinghurst, where it's now running until the 15th of November. Ange, do you want to shout out where people can grab their tickets?
Yeah, and it's actually down at the Wharf at Sydney Theatre Company. So, yeah, the space in Darlinghurst is under construction, so definitely...
Oh.
Yeah, head to the Griffin website to grab tickets, griffintheatre.com.au, but we'll see you down at the Wharf.
Wonderful. The show that bears it in every sense. Do not miss it. For tickets and details, head to griffintheatre.com.au.